Okay. Okay. Fifth line. Let me ask what fifth here. Fifth line. First word on the line, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's shake. I don't know. You hear from down there? Okay. Ha'oneh Yeheshmei Rabbah. That's where we're up to, the fifth line on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Ha'oneh, again, this whole daf, almost till the end, will be the continuation, the third daf about dreams. As we spoke a little bit about yesterday, the specific significance is somewhat unknown to us, but the fact that the Gemara spends so much time discussing dreams is itself very significant, and obviously is telling us something that there is significance even if we don't understand it. But today we're going to have a continuation of the different visions that one sees in dreams. And then, Mez Shem, at the end of today, on the bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis, we get back to Brachos, get back to what the Mishnah spoke about earlier in the parak. Okay. Ha'oni Yeheshmei Rabbah, if somebody sees themselves answering Yeheshmei Rabbah in a dream, Yeheshmei Rabbah Mavarach, Muftach lo shu ben olam haba. So then he knows that he's a ben olam haba, right? It's a good thing to dream about. Ha'kori Kriyashma, if he sees himself saying Kriyashma, Roi Shetishra Alav Shechina, Ela Shein Dor Zakai Lakach. If he sees himself saying Kriyashma, he's Roi that Shechina should rest upon him, and there should be visions that he should get, but his door is not Zochet, to have him get such a vision. Again, because a person's Shechina that he receives is not the only tully on himself. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't spoken to in the years of the Midbar, because Bnei Yisrael were menudah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not only up to a person himself. Haminiyah tefillin b'chalom yitzapel l'gdula. A person puts on tefillin in a dream, yitzapel l'gdula, he should look forward to greatness. Shenamar, v'ro kolam ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yom imeka, we had this earlier, davav, v'tanya b'lazer ha'gadol, omer eil tefillin sheberosh. Remember the story of the Gra related to this, that the enemy came in and they said, what are you doing? And all the Talmidim look, and all of a sudden they see the Gra looking and they say, ah! And they run out. And they said, oh, no, what's, they say, oh, we can't do anything. So they say, Vilna Gaon, what happens? You know, why they run out? He said, what do you mean? It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara Brachas, Davav, or Daf Nun Zayin, right? That they're going to fear you. So they say, Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. You know, so what's the difference? So he says, it doesn't say Eil Tefillin She'al HaRosh. It's Eil Tefillin She'birosh. Meaning, it's not just wearing the tefillin on top, but it's the message of the tefillin that's in your head. It says, that's why they feared. Eil Tefillin She'birosh, not Al HaRosh. Okay, Chazara of stories. Hamispal b'chalom simin yafilo. Another one, if you're davening in a dream, then it's a good sign. V'hani milu delo siyem. As long as you're still davening when you woke up. I mean, it's not that you finished davening and then you did something else in the dream. But delo siyem, Rashi says, sheneir mishenaso kodim shenistalik. So you woke up and you were still next to Hashem, or we know tefillah is a state of lifnei Hashem, so therefore if you're still davening when you woke up, it's a symbol that you are close to in front of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so now we have a couple of unusual visions. I mean, right, davening is not so unusual and Kriyashma is not so unusual, but now we have a couple of unusual visions which seem to be somewhat not good, but as we will see, they have important symbolism. Haba al imo in a dream. Again, that type of relationship, vayeda adam eschava ishto, the highest level of connection of chibur between two individuals is a maisa biya, and that's why the metaphor many times of a strong connection between two objects, between two people, is that metaphor used. That's why he uses the metaphor here. Habal imo b'chalom yitzapel labina. Shenemar ki im labina tikra. So you see the lashon im, the word im, mother, is used in the pasuk of bina. So therefore, if you're close to im in a dream, so then that means that you can look forward to bina, a special understanding. Remember the three types of chachma, chachma, bina, vadas, the three levels of understanding. Habal nara morasa yitzapel Torah. Shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe mo rasha ki ilas Yaakov. Al tikre mo rasha elam mo rasa. Right, we are mu'uras. Jews are mu'uras to the Torah. Therefore, you see, mu'urasa is used in a pasuk where Torah is mentioned. So that's why if somebody has this vision of he is very connected to a mu'urasa, so then he can look forward to Torah. Right, the Gemara says, and elsewhere, that all Jews are have erisin with the Torah. Erison with the Torah, you know, so it's a special role. We're all married to the Torah. Salvechik once said, he wrote that, why do we have Erison to the Torah? We know there are two levels, two stages of a Jewish marriage. There's Erison and Nisuin. We spoke a little bit about yesterday. So why don't we have Nisuin to the Torah? What about Erison? You know, why Erison? Is that picked and not Nisuin? So he explained that we have a certain level of marriage to the Torah. So it's Erison. But not what's Nisuin? Nisuin, he says, is when you reach the point that obviously communication is always needed, but when the person, the spouse, knows what the other person wants, even without the other person saying. Like, I know my wife's going to be hot, so therefore I bring her, or I know she's going to be cold, I bring her a sweater, even before she asks. So the Rav said only Yechidei Skula have that level. But in his hesped for his uncle, the Brisker Rav, he writes this. He writes that the Brisker Rav had a certain Nisuin to the Torah. Everybody has Erison to the Torah. But he even had Nisuin to the Torah, because Nisuin means you're at the level where you're so close that you kind of know what the spouse is thinking and wants, even without the spouse saying it. Of course, obviously, communication always has to be there. I will never know exactly what the spouse wants. But yet, there's a certain intuition of what the Torah will say, even without intuition of, you know, without looking even in the sources. And then you look in the sources. But that's what he said about the Brisker Rav, that he had Nisuin to the Torah. He had this halachic intuition, what the Torah would say about something. Okay, that's Ma'orasa. Habala choso b'chalo b'yitzapa l'chachma. Shemar yemar l'chachma chosiyat. Again, a strong connection to a sister is a reflection and a siman that he's going to get chachma. Habol eishes ish bachalo muftach lo shoben olam haba. Eishes ish in a dream. So then muftach that he's going to be in ben olam haba. Rashi explains here because that's a vision that you're taking your own portion and your friend's portion. So therefore, that's a symbol that you're going to be a ben olam haba. But the Gemara now limits and clarifies all of these simanim. Vahani mili dilo yadalev lo hirer ba me'urta. That's only if lo yadale, you have never seen her. Interesting, you never saw your mother or your sister or this person that you saw in your dream. Well, here baby earth, you didn't have thoughts, as we mentioned 2 days ago. The one reason for this line could be that, you know, any dream that is connected to reality that you had during the day can't be a vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because obviously it just must be based on our own Hurim, our own Yetzer, and therefore it should be discounted. Rav Yosef Engel, the Gilyon HaShasir, says that's probably the reason, but then he quotes a Shvus Yaakov who says maybe there's another reason, that how can you say somebody's a Ben Olam Haba if he's having such thoughts? So that's why he says maybe that's what the Gemara means, which is kind of unusual, because the Gemara said all of these are, you know, he doesn't like it, because he says all of these are symbols. So you can be a tzaddik and still get these visions. But he quotes that a second idea might be behind this. That maybe there are other ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell us about that we're going to get chachma without these visions. Okay. Amar b'chei bar Abba, haro achitim b'chalom. If somebody sees wheat in a dream, ra'ah shalom. He has seen peace. Yesterday, remember we had the three visions of peace, the river, the cattle, and the bird. Shenemar, here's another one. Wheat. Shenemar, as we say in davening every day, Hasam gvulech shalom, chelev chitim espiech. Right, you see shalom connected to chitim, to wheat in a pasuk. Haroes sa'orim machalom, sarura bonosav. Somebody sees barley in a dream, his sins have been removed. Shenemar, v'sar avonecha, v'chatascha tchupar. So the word doesn't say sa'orim there, but sar. The Gemara is comparing sar to sa'orim, even though it's a samach and a sin. But your sin will be removed, and your again, your chatoim will be mechupar, will get a kapar. Amar Reb Zeira, ana lo salki mi bavo le'eretz Yisrael, at chazi sari b'chalma. I didn't make aliyah. I didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira, right? He was the one that a couple of prakim ago. He was the one that wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he was one of the Gemara and the Ksuba says, but he didn't want Reb Yehuda to see him because he was the one that said over Basay. There was another Amora that wanted to go, and Reb Yehuda didn't want Reb Yehuda to see him. But he says I didn't go until I saw barley in a dream. Why? Because we just said that Haro Bechalom. So I guess he wanted to be on a certain level before he made Aliyah, and therefore he waited to see barley. There's a Tosis at the end of Ksubis that says, of course, Reb Chaim Cohen, very famous Reb Chaim Cohen, right, explaining what all the Rishonim try to explain, why there's so many Jews living outside the land of Israel. So he says, you know, maybe there are so many mitzvos of Tfilas Ba'aretz that we can't fulfill, you know, it's so hard, so therefore that we'll have trouble fulfilling. So that's why maybe we stay out of Eretz Yisrael. Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim reject that out of hand. The Baharitz and others say, what are you talking about? Just because something's hard. Oh, so we're not going to put ourselves into a situation because it's a hard mitzvah. That's the Jewish approach. That's Shalom. So something's challenging, something's hard, so you do it even though it's challenging. So there must be other reasons. Obviously, maybe they're not good reasons, but there might be other defenses why how that could be. The Avni Nezer has a tshuva in Yoredeya where he talks again. He's bothered why so many chassidim, you know, throughout the chassidim throughout the generations, pious individuals weren't living in Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't really have a good reason. He suggests maybe. He has a huge chiddush where he says maybe if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael but they're parnasa, they're supported by money from outside of Israel, maybe they don't get the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And these people, if they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't have been able to contribute to the economy there. So therefore, maybe they thought that there wouldn't be a mitzvah there. It's a huge chiddush. Rav Schachter thought that Avni Nezer only meant that if you don't contribute at all to the economy. But nowadays, let's say somebody's sitting in Kollel at Eretz Yisrael and they're being supported by their in-laws living outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're still considering contributing to the economy. Why? They buy orange juice there. They buy milk there. They walk down. They contribute. They're involved. Okay, so they're Ikar Parnassus. Even Rav Schachter thinks the Avni Nezer would agree with Zman Hazeh that if somebody contributes to the society, so then that there would still be a mitzvah. But in that tshuva, again, where he gives a number of different possibilities, where he says that he quotes our Gemara, and then he says what's pshat? It's a mitzvah. He says, when do we not do a mitzvah? Because of a dream, right? I'm waiting to get this dream before I do this mitzvah. I'm not putting on tefillin today before I have a dream that I'm wearing tefillin. Well, since when do we pass it from a dream? Right, there are examples of this. There's a Hagos Hashri and Avodah Zara where he matured a certain fish to eat. And then in the night he had a dream that he was eating, giving shkatzim to Am Yisrael. So he woke up the next morning, he says, it's treif. He takes back his psak. That's the exception, not the rule. Right? So so how are we doing? So he says, it must be, Tevad de Iker mitzvah si shiver Eretz Yisrael is only bizman shi shalom Yisrael, shi Yisrael ruy in laaretz, bizman agalus. There's not as much of a mitzvah. Again, based on that Megillah Esther, that, explaining why the Rambam doesn't call Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Lamaisa, there seems to be a mitzvah. The Rav Moshe calls it a kiyum ha-mitzvah, not a chiyum ha-mitzvah. And all the answers are defenses. So all of us, our hearts should be there, and we should realize we shouldn't be waiting for dreams of barley. We should go ourselves. Just to finish this line, the interesting story, the Rav Neven Zalman, in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, so he writes that I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's grandfather or great-grandfather, I forgot which one, he was the one that moved to Eretz Yisrael from wherever they lived beforehand. He fasted, I think, for 3 years every Monday and Thursday before they moved to Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to be on the level of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so he fasted every Monday and Thursday. So how if we should have that Hakara of the Kedusha? As long as we have that Hakara of the Kedusha, I think we would go there. We wouldn't, but Halavai, we should learn from that story. Okay. If you see a vine that is laden in a dream, so that means your one's wife will not have a miscarriage. Right? Your wife will be like a laden vine. So Reka, if you just see a branch of a vine, Yitzapel Mashiach, Shneemar, Osri La Gefen Yiro, Vlasa Reka, but yes or no. Again, the passage we quoted in the drush yesterday. Haro Teina Bachalom, that's describing the Mashiach on a donkey, but yes or no. Haro Teina Bachalom, if somebody sees a fig tree or figs in a dream, Tarasa Mishtameres Bekirbo, he knows that his Torah is going to be guarded. Shneemar, no Tzer Teina, Yochal Pirya. If somebody guards the teina, yochal pirya, a shomer will eat its fruit. Haro rimonim b'chalom, you see pomegranates in a dream, zutri, small ones, pariyeske kerimona. So that means your fruit will multiply like a pomegranate. Rav revei, if they're big pomegranates, ravi iske kerimona. So then your business will get large like a pomegranate. Palgi, if you see cut pomegranates, im tamachachamu yitzapa l'torah. If he's a tamachacham and he sees these cut pomegranates, he should expect Torah. Shnemar ashkecha miyayin harekach, which Rashi says is a symbol for Torah. Me asis rimoni. And if he's not such a learned person, so he can't expect to remember so much Torah, at least he'll look forward to the chance to do a lot of mitzvahs. Shemar kipela charimon rakasecha. My rakasecha, afilu reikonin shebecha, maleya mitzvahs karimon. Beautiful line. Even the empty ones in you, in the Jewish people, are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. So it's a beautiful metaphor that every Jew has so many mitzvahs like a pomegranate has seeds. There is, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I really recommend it. If anybody of you have the Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, so the stories about the Belush of a Rebbe mostly, about the Holocaust, there's one of my, I can't call it favorite stories, but most meaningful stories in here, it's on page 180, if you don't have it at home. If you need something to do during the 3 weeks or during the 9 days, this is a good one. This is Bez Hashem, it'll be a Yantif this year, but it's taken somewhat meaningful to go through some of these stories. So one of them is called Even the Transgressors in Israel. So not to read the whole story, but the Balujever Rebbe writes this. This particular story is one of the stories that deserves to be published in a book. He talks about it in the Janowska Road Camp. There was a Meshumid named Schneeweiss. And he became a big guy in the German army. And it tells the whole story that it was Yom Kippur was coming, and the Balujever Rebbe knew he couldn't have a Yom Kippur, but at least he wanted to minimize the chil. So he goes to Schneeweiss privately. You know, Schneeweiss hates him and hates the Jews and hates everything. And he goes to him. He says, "Is there any way that we could have off on Yom Kippur? What could he lose? He could lose a lot." But he went. He says, "You probably remember me, etc., etc." He's called Nidre Knight. So he noticed a hidden shiver, a spark, a pintle yid all of a sudden in his eyes. He's never seen that before. And he writes, "The stern face of Schneeweiss changed. For the first time since his arrival in Janowska, there was a human spark in it. Tonight I can't do a thing," said Schneeweiss, the first words he had uttered since the rabbi had come to him. "I have no jurisdiction over the night brigade, but tomorrow in Yom Kippur, I can do whatever I can." So that night, they did whatever they had to do. But the next morning, Schneeweiss took them and brought them to a room and told them to clean the room so they could only violate the Rabbanans. They had to do something, but not Doraisas. That's the story. So then later on in the day, so Schneeweiss is watching over them, and about 12 o'clock noon on Yom Kippur, the door opened wide, and into the room stormed two angels of death, SS men in their black uniforms. May their names be obliterated. They were followed by a food cart filled to capacity. "Noontime, time to eat bread, soup, and meat," announced one of the two SS men. The room was filled with an aroma of freshly cooked food, such food as they had not seen since the German occupation. This is what they did on Yom Kippur. "Steaming hot vegetable soup, white bread, huge portions of meat. You must eat immediately, otherwise you'll be shot on the spot." None of them moved. The rabbi remained on the ladder, washing a window, the chassidim on the floor. The German repeated. The rabbi and the chassidim remained glued. The SS men called in Schneeweiss. "Schneeweiss, if the dirty dogs refuse to eat, I'll kill you along with them." Schneeweiss pulled himself to attention, looked at the German in the eye. "We Jews do not eat today. Today is Yom Kippur, our most holy day." "You don't understand, you Jewish dog," roared the tailor to the two of them. "I command you in the name of the Führer," etc., etc. Schneeweiss held his head high. "We Jews obey the law of our tradition. Today is Yom Kippur, a day of fasting." The German took out his revolver from his holster and pointed it at Schneeweiss's temple. Schneeweiss remained calm. He stood still at attention, his head held high. A shot pierced the room. Schneeweiss fell. On the freshly polished floor, a puddle of blood was growing bigger and bigger. The rabbi and the chassidim stood as if frozen in their places. They couldn't believe what their eyes had just witnessed. Schneeweiss, the man who had in the past publicly transgressed against all Jewish tradition, had been Mekadi Shem Shemayim and died a martyr's death. "Only then, on that Yom Kippur," said the Balujever Rebbe, "that I understand the message of the statement in the Talmud, even the transgressors in Israel are as full of good deeds as a pomegranate is filled with seeds." That's our Gemara. Okay. Haroa Zeisim Bachalom, sixth line. You see olives in a dream, zutre, small ones, pari varabi v'koy yiskak kizesim. Your parnasa will multiply like olives. Vani mili peyre, that's only if you see the fruits, the olives. Avalilani, if you see the tree, the olive tree, havin lebanim barum, and it means you're going to have a lot of kids. Shenemar banecha kishtila zesim. Again, your children will be like the shoots of olives. Ika da'ame haro zayis bachalom, if you see one olive, shem tov yotzelo, shenemar zayis ra'anan yafet pri toar kra Hashem shimcha. Again, you're going to get a good name if you see olives. Haru Hashem ezayis v'chalom yitzapel ma'or, mamar Torah. If you see olive oil, then expect Torah. Shneamar v'yechu elecha Hashem ezayis zach. Right, we know the menorah is symbol to Torah, the light of the menorah. Haru tamarim v'chalom tamu avonosav. If you see tamarim, dates, so know your sins have been finished. Tamu and tamarim are connected in the word. Shneamar tam avonecha bat Zion. Your sin is finished. Amar Yosef v'ra eiz v'chalom, you see a goat in a dream. So then again, it does not have significance if you just went to the Bronx Zoo that day, Chol HaMoed. But if you haven't seen a goat in a while, so then Shana Misparech Aslo. So then your year will be blessed. Izim Shani Misparech Aslo. If you see goats, plural, so then your years will be blessed. Shenemar V'dei Chalev Izim L'lach B'cha. Next, I wrote Hadas B'chalom. You see a Hadas in your dream, Nachasim Aslichon Lo, then your Nachasim will be successful. If you don't have anything, then you can win the lottery. That's only if you see the hadasim while they're still on their stalk. Like you see a hadas. If you just see the leaves of the hadas, like some people use for besamim, so then it's the message of the dream does not apply. Haroa esrog b'chalom. You see an esrog in your dream. Hadur hu lefnei kono. It means you are precious. You are hadar. You are wonderful in the eyes of your creator. Shenemar pri eitz hadar kapos tamarim. Maritz Chaya says Kapos Marim is supposed to go on the next line. But at least pre-Aitz Hadar. Haroa Lubav Bachalom, you see a Lubav in a dream, Ein Lo Elo Leib Echad Laviv Shabashamayim. Right? It's a great thing because it symbolizes you have, you're straight to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Haroa Avaz Bachalom, Yitzap Alachachla. If you see a goose in a dream, again, then Ari and I might think that we're just looking out in our backyard. But otherwise, those of you who don't usually see geese, then you sabal chachma. Then that's a symbol of chachma, because geese make a lot of noise. Shneamar chachmos bachutz tarona, and therefore you're going to be a big Rosh Hashiva if you dream about a goose, because just like a goose makes a lot of noise, so that means you're going to give a lot of shiurim. Again, like the connection that we had before, that bia symbolizes a strong connection. Have a Rosh Hashiva. Then you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva if you have this vision with a goose. Amar Rav Ashi, ani rasiya ubasi alau v'shleikas l'gedula. I had that vision and I became Rosh Hashiva. Said Rav Ashi, haro et tarnagol b'chalom. You see a chicken in a dream. Yitzape leben zachar. So then, right, if somebody wants to have a son, that's it. I'll try to dream about a chicken. Tarnagolim yitzape lebanim zacharim. You see plural chickens, then hope you'll have expect to have male children. Tarnagolas, you see a female, you see a chicken, not a hen. Yitzapila tarbitza noe vigila. Rashi explains two pshatim, but one pshat that you'll have a nice garden. Your gardener will do a good job that day. Haroa beitzim bachalom, you see eggs in a dream, tliya bakashaso. Then your tefillas that you have been asking is still hanging in the balance. Just like an egg, you can't see what's inside an egg. It's hidden. You don't really know what's going to happen. So too, your tefillas are hanging in the balance. You don't really know what's going to be with them. Nishtabru, but if you see a broken egg, nasis bakasha, so it means that your bakasha will be fulfilled. B'chein egozim, b'chein kishuim, also nuts and gourds, b'chein kol kleis chuchis, kleis kalim, b'chein kol nishbarim ke'elu, anything that could break open, is a reflection of this idea. Hanichnas l'krach, if you see yourself going into a city, nasu lo chafatzav, so it means all your chafatzav will be done, taken care of, shnemar v'yanchem ha'machos chefsam, so machos is going into a city, chefsam, all your needs, so it's a good sign. Hamagaleach rosha b'chalom, let's say you are getting a haircut in a dream, we had yesterday a little bit, teglachas was, you'll see, so it's a good, you should say that pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik. So here, let's say, not talking about the pasuk, you just see yourself getting a haircut. Simen yafilo, it's a good sign. Rosh v'zakano, if you see your head, you're getting a shave of your head and your beard. Zakeno, so I guess right, these add this to the makoros of whether it's a good or bad thing to shave, right? So if you see yourself shaving your zakin, lo l'chol mishpachto, so then it's a good sign for you and your whole family. Hayoshi bareva katana, if you see yourself sitting in a small boat. Shem tov yotzei lo, just like a boat goes out, your reputation will go out. Bareva gadola, lo l'chol mishpachto, then it's good for you and your whole family. Vani mili demizle diluye, that's only if the boat's on top of the water. If the boat starts sinking, so then it's not a good sign. Hanifne bechalom, if somebody's relieving themselves in a dream, simen yafilo. Again, it's a good sign. Shemar miher tsoa lehi patach. So it shows that the refuse, what he doesn't need in his body, is leaving him. It's only if one doesn't get dirty in the vision. If somebody gets dirty, then it's not a good sign. Somebody goes up to a roof in a dream, then it's a good sign. He's going to have greatness. If he's going down in a dream from the roof, then he means he's going down. No, the Abayin Rava say no. Once you're dealing with a roof, then it's always good. Even if you're going down from the roof, it's not a bad sign. If you rip clothing in a dream, then it means that the gzardin is being ripped up. If you're standing naked in a dream, it depends where you are. If you're in Babel, then it's a good thing, because it shows that you're naked from sin. Why? Because Babel, if you're staying in Chutz La'aretz, then you're surrounded by sin. Because it's a sin to live in Chutz La'aretz. Like the famous Rambam's letter. Ani Moshe ben Maimon to Yoshev kol yom over behe lavin, or whatever it is. Rambam writes, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So he always writes, he's living in sin. So if you're naked in Babel, that means you're naked from what's around Babel, which is Chatoim. So that's a good sign. But Baretz Yisrael, Arim below mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael, which is surrounded by mitzvahs. There are a lot of mitzvahs that flee as Baretz. So if you're naked there, so then that's a bad sign. If you are grabbed by sardiot, by the by the Roman generals. So then, Shmira Nasilos, that means you're being guarded, just like they're guarding you in the dream, so too you're guarded. Nasu Bakola, if they put you in chains, so Sifilo, Shmira Shmira, so that means you're really protected. Vahanimila Bakola, that's only if it's in tight chains. Avachavla Ba'amolo, but just a couple of ropes that you're tied up in, so then that's not such a good sign. That's not as good a sign. If you're going into a swamp in a dream, Nasa Rosh Yeshiva, then you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Because a swamp has tall reeds and short reeds and these reeds. So it just shows that you're going to give a drasha and all different people are going to come. That's how you know that you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva, if you see yourself walking into the reeds. Well, Yar, to a forest, where the forest doesn't, the reeds, Rashi explains, aren't as close together, but you have trees here and there. They're all around. So Nasa Rosh L'Bnei Kala. Then you're going to give Shiurim, you're going to be Rosh L'Bnei Kala. Rashi explains here that the Kala is, after the Rav gave a Shiur, that they had groups of Chazara to make sure everybody understood it. So you're going to be able to give one of those groups to Chazar the Shiur. Rav Papa Brunabridi Yeshua Chazal Chama, they each saw the dream. Rav Papa Da'ayla Ag Manasa Rosh Yeshiva, he went into the swamps, he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Brunabridi Yeshua Da'ayla Yar Manasa Rosh Lebede Kala, fine. Igadami Travayla Ag Ma'ayli, or maybe they both saw the swamp, but El or Rav Papa the Tali Tiv Lanasa Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa wore the bell around his neck, symbolized that he made a lot of noise and everybody heard him, so he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Brunabridi Yeshua Da'ayla Tali Tav Lanasa Rosh Lebede Kala, so he was the secondary level, he was the Rosh that he gave the Chazar Shir. Amar Avashi, I know Ailis La'agma V'Tali Tavla, but after being a Vuchir. Rav Ashi says, I went into the swamp and I had a bell and made a lot of noise, and therefore again, Rav Ashi became a Rosh Yeshiva. Tani Tana Kami Dravachman Bar Yitzchak. Atana said in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, HaMekiz Dam B'Chalom Avanosa Mechululno. Somebody bloodlets in a dream, his sins will be forgiven. V'Tanya Avanosa V'Sidurin Lo. We have another verse that says his sins will be set up to him. So my Sidurin, Sidurin L'Meichal. It means there will be set up to be Nimchal, to be forgiven. If somebody sees a snake in a dream, his parnasa will be mezuman for him, right? Just like a snake always has what he needs, so too, a person who sees a snake will have his parnasa, whatever he needs. We've spoken about in the past that this is not a good thing, right? This was the curse of the nachash, that he'll have what he needs. Hashem says, take what you need and get out of my face, I don't want to have a relationship with you. But at least in a dream, if you see the nachash, so it symbolizes that you're going to have what you need. Nashcho, if it bites you, nichlalo, that means you're going to have double your parnasa. But Hargo, but if he kills the Nachash, Avda Parnasasos, so that's not a good sign. That means your Parnaso will be lost. Amalei Rav Sheish says, no! Calls you a Zichla Parnasasos. Right, surely your Parnaso will be doubled if you kill the snake. The Gemara says, Velohi, really, Rav Sheish didn't really mean it. Rav Sheish is who the Chazi Chavi B'chalma B'katzle. Just, Rav Sheish had that dream, so he wanted to tell everybody that it was a good thing. Tony Tanaka Medrav Yochanan. Komini Mashkin Yavala Chalom Chosmanayayin. All visions of liquid, of drinks in a dream are good, except for wine. Because wine, it depends. Yeshu Zeh Batovlo, Yeshu Zeh Overalo. Sometimes if you're drinking the wine in a dream, it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Yeshu Zeh Batovlo, sometimes it's good. Shenemar, the Pazuk says, V'yayin Samach L'Bav Enosh. Like yesterday, there are different sukkim that reflect different things about the same object. Yeshu Zeh Overalo, sometimes you're drinking wine and it's not good for you. Shenemar, Tinu Sheikha La'Oved, V'yayin L'Mari Nefesh. Right, therefore you give wine to somebody bitter of heart. Right, as the pasuk the Gemara uses in Sanhedrin, that you kind of get the guy who you're taking out to, who's Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin, you give him the drink, so he doesn't really know what's going on so well. That's based on this pasuk. Amlir v'yochanan latana, tini talmid ha-chacham, this is the difference. If a talmid ha-chacham is drinking wine in a dream, lo'olam tov lo, shenemar, l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, v'shizu b'yayin masachti. So it's a good thing for a talmid ha-chacham to be seen drinking wine. Amlir v'yochanan, next omen, nun zayinim abeis. Hishkim enof ha-pasuk latoch piv, ha-reze nevu ha-ketana. Right, the Mefarshim talk about why we have this here, we had this 2 blot ago, but if you wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden there's a pasuk on your lips, so then it's a nevuah katan, it's some level of nevuah. So again, hishkim benafa, hishkim. So I saw in that Biur HaChasidus that I mentioned yesterday, I saw maybe hishkim doesn't just mean that you woke up in the morning and it's there, but bahashkama means your first thoughts. Your first thoughts of the day, your deep thoughts of the day are about a certain pasuk, and it just came to you, a pasuk that you haven't, right, been thinking about. So that's a message. Think about that pasuk. Right, we focus. We all go to a Chinese restaurant, and you look at the fortune cookies, and you see something. You try to relate it. So that's nothing. But if all of a sudden a pasuk pops into your head, the Gemara says it's meaningful. It's meaningful. We should all take that as a message. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so now we have a couple of lists. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha Malachim Heim. There are three kings that if you see in a dream, it's various significance. Haroah, so again, you might say, how do I know what these kings look like? Haroah, David, how do you know what David HaMelech looked like? You know, so it might be that you see the word David, right? It might not be the King David, right? Similar to what we had at the beginning of today's daf, right? Haruah Huna or Hananya, all that from that we did at the end of yesterday's shiur. The Gemara said, if you see those words, so here too, it might also mean that. Or else, somehow, it's a dream. Maybe you'll know it's David HaMelech somehow. If you see David HaMelech, so then you could expect Chasidus, right? David HaMelech called himself Ki Chasid Ani. We had it earlier in the Masechta. Shlomo Yitzav al Chachma. Shlomo, right? The wisest, the Chachami Kaladam. You could expect Chachma. Achav, one of the most terrible kings, and he met a terrible end. Yidag min haper onus. Then you should be worried that something is going to happen. Gimel Nevi'im Aim, there are three Nevi'im, that if you see these, or more than three Nevi'im, but if you see these Nevi'im in a dream, so then you should expect the following. Harua Sefer Malachim Yisap al-Dula. If you see Sefer Malachim in a dream, so then you should expect greatness. Because interesting, the how many books of Tanakh? There's supposed to be 24 books of Tanakh. So you have to figure out how to add them all up. Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis. So lechora, those are Malachim, all Malachim, even though Aleph and Beis is one. Here it says Malachim. So you have to know how to calculate. So you wrote Sefer Malachim, you expect Gedula. Yecheskel, so there's something wrong here in the Girsa. You got to take one of these out. The Yecheskel, Yirmiyahu, because there are four here, not three. Either way. Yecheskel, Yitzap al Chachma. If you see Yecheskel, you should expect Chachma. Yeshaya, Yitzap al Chachma. See Yeshaya, you should expect Nechama, comfort. Because, right, Yeshaya is all about the, he speaks about the Churban, but he also gives a lot of Nechama. So therefore, you should expect Nechama from if you see Yeshaya. Interestingly, even though our order is Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. Yirmiyahu, they say, should be first. Because Yirmiyahu is all about the Churban Abayah. So it should be Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu. But we don't want to start with Yirmiyahu. So that's in the Nevi'im Achronim. That's why we start with Yeshaya. Shaya Yisabal HaChachma. Yirmiyahu, Yidag Min HaPuranis. Because Yirmiyahu is all the terrible stories, the Nevuos about the Churban. Right? All the Shlosha de Puranusa before Tisha B'Av are mostly from Yirmiyahu. The Shiva de Nechemta after Tisha B'Av are mostly from Yeshayahu. Okay. Shlosha Ksuvim Gedolim Heim. There are three big Ksuvim. Right, Ksuvim are as in Tanakh, Torah Devim Ksuvim. Harav Sefer Tehillim, right? The Sifra, the first three in Ksuvim are the Sifrei Emet, right? Eov, Mishlei, and Tehillim. Those are the big ones. So Harav Sefer Tehillim Yisap al Chasidus, right? Because David HaMelech, right, wrote Tehillim Chasid, Mishlei Yisap al Chachma, Shlomo HaMelech, Eov Yidag Ben Aparonis. Shlosh Ksuvim Tanamim. There are three smaller Ksuvim. Harav Sefer Shirim B'Chalom Yisap al Chasidus. Also, some Shir Shim is connected to Hasidus, even though it's Kodesh Kadashim, said Rabbi Akiva, and David HaMelech didn't write Shir Shirim, but Yisab al Chasidus. Koheles, Yisab al Chachma, Kinos, Kinos Lachor here means Echa, Yidag Min HaPuranus. You should worry. Haro Megillas Esther, Nes Nasalo. If you see Megillas Esther in a dream, so then Nes Nasalo. Maybe it means that you're learning these in a dream. Maybe that just means you see the Sfarim. Maybe it means that you're learning these in a dream. Shlosha Chachavim Heim. If you see three Chachavim in a dream, there's significance. Haroah, Rebbe Bachalom Yitzap El Chachma. You see Rebbe, then Rebbe was the Chacham, Rebbe the Anasi. Vazman Azariah, you see somebody in a dream who got a black beard changed into a white beard. Vazman Azariah, Yitzap El Ashirus. But he was very rich. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidag min HaPuranis. If you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was one of the Sarah Haruge Malchus, who met a terrible end, you should be worried from something that's going to happen. Shlosho Talmidei Chachamim Heim. There are three. I don't know what the difference is between Chachamim and Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara has different lists here. Okay, that's homework. Haroa ben Azai b'chalom yitzap al chasidus. Ben Zoma yitzap al chachma. Acher Yidag min HaPuranis. Okay, those three, but Acher is categorized as a Talmud Chacham, even though he also became Acher.
Those three didn't have smicha.
They didn't have smicha. That's why they're called Talmidei Chachamim. Interesting. So they're all Ben Shim, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma. Okay, that's a good possibility. Okay, next fifth wide line. Komenei Chayas Yafas Lachalom. All animals are good to see in a dream. Chutz min Apil v'Hakofa Kapot, except for an elephant. Even though yesterday we'll be going to ask the seer in a minute. V'hakof, kof is a monkey. V'hakapod. So Rashi here says kapod, and I saw in the R scroll it says martin. I don't know what kind of animal a martin is, but I don't know. Modern Hebrew kapod is a porcupine, I think. Right? Kipi kapods. But either way, some kind of animal. V'amar haro apil v'chalom pelanasalo. What do you mean we had earlier? It's a good thing to see an elephant. So lokashik hadam misarik hadam lo misarik. same chiluk that we had earlier. It depends if it has a saddle on it. If it's a wild elephant or a tame elephant. All metals in a dream are good, except for the following three sharp instruments. Mimar, a pick, pestle, a kardom, another type of shoveling instrument. All those things are not good to see. As long as you saw them with their handle on and they're usable to do damage, so that's why it's not a good thing to see those. All fruit are good to see, except for unripe dates. All vegetables are good, except you see the heads of turnips. Rav says, I didn't get rich until I saw the heads of turnips, therefore it's a good thing to see the heads of turnips. No, he saw them still in their stalks. Therefore, it wasn't just the head of a turnip. But stam, a head of a turnip is not good. Similar, we had, I think, 2 days ago, right, when, or maybe yesterday, when the, one of the, when Rava got bopped on the head because the things looked like turnips, right, that there was fat on one side, and he went to the base medrash, and he got hit by the two blind people. All colors are good to see in a dream, except for tcheles, even though tcheles is a good color, but not to see in a dream. Birds are nice to see in a dream, chutz min karya v'kipufa v'kurfarai. Kurparai. Three types of birds. Rashi explains they look birds that look like people. So some say they're owls. Unclear. But either way, these three types of birds are not good. Okay, that is mostly. We still have a few more, but this is all about dreams. This is obviously mostly not halacha l'maisa for most of us. There is just an interesting halacha to mention, and that is in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, there's a concept called the Tainus Chalom. Somebody has a bad dream, so then people, even Bizman Azeh, have the minhag to fast. That's why people still do Atavas Chalom. Remember this past summer in camp, I remember Rabbi Schwartz, who was the Rav of the camp, so he brought me over one time after lunch, and he brought over this girl, this young girl, who had the same dream 3 nights in a row. Didn't tell me what it was, but he said that she had told him it was a bad dream 3 nights in a row. She did it at Hadavas Chalom. So again, we still do that Bizman Azeh if somebody has had these kind of experiences. But most of the time we don't. But it doesn't say somebody has a bad dream, so some people have a minute to fast sometimes. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, what about if you have a bad dream on Friday night? So in the olden days, you even fasted on Shabbos, because it was looked at as such a bad omen, so then even on Shabbos you could fast. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what about Bizman Azeh? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yei Shomrim! Okay, only three times. The Yesh Omrim, that Bizman Azeh, we don't fast Tainus Chalom on Shabbos because we're not Bekian in the interpretation of dreams, so it might look bad for you, right? Right? What did the Gemara say yesterday? You have your hands cut off, that means you're not going to your pronouns is going to be good. So we don't know what's a good dream, what's a bad dream. So maybe, you know, we don't know. Therefore, there's no fasting. And then he says, V'ha'olam Omrim. I never saw this. The Velt says the Shulchan Aruch. V'ha'olam Omrim, she'nimsa b'svarim kadmonim, she'al shlosha chalomos b'sana b'shabbos. There are three things that you fast on in Shabbos. If you see a burning Sefer Torah, if you see ni'ilah in shul, or you see your house falling down, or your teeth falling out, even though before we said that wasn't so bad. And then say, maybe even if you see Yom Kippur, even not by ni'ilah. But anyway, but it comes up l'maisa whether you have a tainus chalom on Shabbos or not. So that's where some of this might come up l'maisa. I think in general we don't fast on Shabbos, or we try not to, right? Even making sure we don't fast the half a day. We're supposed to eat by chatzos. Okay. Next, Gimel. So we're going to have a little more about dreams. But first, we have a couple of interesting lists. Gimel nachlesu laguf ena guf nehen mehen. There are three things that go into a body, but a person doesn't really get hanah from them. Good gedonios, cherries. I don't know why. I thought some people like cherries. The kafnios, Rashi explains, are bad dates. Upagi timra. This is why this is here, because we just said seeing unripe dates are a bad thing in a dream. So now we're talking. So once we're talking about that, bad dates are not good to eat. There are three hanois that a person gets without anything going inside of him. Elohein rechitza, a hot shower. Sicha, if you smear yourself with nice oil, v'tashmish. Those are three hana'as that we get that nothing goes inside. That's why the Marsha says here, that's why there's no bracha on these three hana'as. Because that's why there's you only make a bracha on a hana'a that goes inside of a person. Right? So interesting, earlier in Mem Gimel, we spoke about the Berachas Hareach. So this Berachas Hareach needs a separate makar. Because you might have thought, according to some, that there's no bracha because nothing really goes inside of you. But on the other hand, we said maybe it really goes inside of you more than anything else. Right, the smell. Shlosha me'ein olam haba. There are three things that are me'ein olam haba. Ve'elohein, Shabbos, Shemesh, the sun, v'tashmish. Tashmish demai, what kind of usage? Ilei matashmish amita hamachash kachish. That can't be me'ein olam haba, because that weakens a person. They're exhausted afterwards. Ela tashmish akavim. No, it means that after you go to the bathroom, you have the relief, and it's me'ein olam haba. Shloshim Yeshivin Daito Shaladim. There are three things that calm a person down. Fe'eluein, Kol Marva Reach. A sweet voice, what's called, Rashi here says, either a great song, or a Kol Arev Shel Isha. Right, a sweet woman singing. Umare, and something beautiful to look at. Vareach, and a beautiful smell. Shloshim Archivin Daito Shaladim. There are three things that widen, that calm a person. The Elohein, Dira Na'e, the Isha Na'e, the Kalim Na'im. A nice house, a nice wife, and nice Kalim around. So I saw the Shram Shem Balacha quotes this maybe as a smach to the Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Deos, which says first you have to make sure you have a parnasa and then you get married. So maybe because here the it's Dira Na'e and then Isha Na'e. So he says maybe that's a smach for the Rambam, and the Rambam knows that that's the order that things have to have your head on your shoulders and able to support a wife before you get married. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something greater. What's 1/60th? Why not 1/80th? So the Marsha here says that there's a concept called Bitul B'Shishim, Yaradeya. Right? Then Yaradeya, if something is Bitul B'Shishim, if something is 1/60, then it's null and void. So therefore, if it's 1/60, meaning 1/59, then it's a little bit there. That's why it's Echad Mishishim. Because if it's Hashishim Kenegdo, then it's Bitul. So one from 60. Ve'elohein. Eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, Shein, asleep, Chalom, a dream. So let's go through each of these. Eish echad mishishim l'gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of gehenim. Devash echad mishishim l'mon. Honey is 1/60th of the mon, the sweetness of the mon. Shabbos echad mishishim l'olam haba. What we said. Shena, sleep, echad mishishim l'misa. Right, that's why we daven in the morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for bringing us back. Chalom, a dream, echad mishishim l'nevua. Those are the six things, 1/60th. Shisha devarim simin yafa l'chola. There are six things that are good for a sick person. Ve'eluhein, itush, sneezing. Zeah, sweating. Shilshul, having a loose movement. Keri, shena, sleeping, v'chalom, and a dream. Each of these, how do we prove these? From Sukkim. Itush dechsib, atishosav tahel or. Zeah dechsib, zeah sapecha tocha lechem. So sweat brings you parnasa, it's a good thing. Even though the pasuk is a curse, the first one points out, but still, you see Zeah connoting that you're going to get something for it. Shilshul dechsib, maher tzol hipatach. Pasuk we had earlier. V'lo yamas l'shachis. Keri dechsib, yira zera yarech yamim. Shena dechsib, yashati az yanu achli. Right, I slept, and then I had menucha. Chalom dechsib, atachli, meini v'hachayeni. Those are the things that are good for a chola. Shisha devar merapanes a chola. There are six things that help a person get better from sickness. Micholyo. Refasa refua, and it's true refua. Elohein. Kruv, cabbage, tardin, radishes, sisin yavashin, another type of vegetable. The keva, the heres. Heres is the fetus of an animal eating. The oseris hakaved, and the lobe of the liver. The yeshamar mabdagim katan, and also small fish. The laod el shadagim katan, and mafrin and marbin kol gufa shaladim. We had that earlier. That also small fish give a person make their body stronger. Or more lists. Asar dvarim machzirin asacholah lachol yo vachol yo kasha. There are 10 things that make a person get sick again. Ve'elohein ochel basar shor meat, ox meat, basar shamein fatty meat, basar tzli roasted meat, basar tziparim meat of birds, ubeit tzluya roasted egg, v'teplachas. And getting a haircut when you just got better. I'm not sure what that means. Shachlayim. I don't know what that's it. That's all it says. Cress in the translation. I don't know what that is. The chalav and milk, the gvina and cheese, v'amerchatz. And taking a shower. I guess usually showers, we assume, help us out to feel better. But I guess here it says, if you just got better, maybe it's not a good idea. V'yeshomer maf egoza, v'yeshomer maf kishuim, nuts or gourds. Turn the very bishmal, lomenik reshman kishuim. Why are kishuim, gourds, called kishuim? V'b'neshim kashim l'gufka charevos. Because they're hard. From the word kasha, hard for a goof like swords. Ani, is this true? Vaksiv, Yamal Hashem, Lash, Negoy, Bevinech. Right, Hashem tells, Rivka, she has two nations in her stomach. And we darshan, I'll take Regoyim el Geyim. Vareb Yudah Barav, darshan Geyim, rich people. Vareb Yudah Barav, who is this referring to? Elu Antaninus Varebi. Shemal Pasek Mishulchanim, Lotstom, Lachazers, Lokishun, Lobimosacham, Lobimosak Shamim. In all seasons, they had all foods. There was nothing ever out of season in their house. But what they under was this Kishuin. Isn't that Mashma that Kishuin is a good thing to have? Lokasha Habra. The big ones are bad, the small ones are good. Tana Rabbanan, back to dreams a little bit. Meis babayis, shalom babayis. Somebody, Rahman al-Aslan, dreams of a corpse. Actually, not Rahman al-Aslan, it's a good vision. Somebody dreams of a dead body in their house, then that means peace in their house. Just like a dead body is at peace, so too that symbolizes peace. Achal v'shasa babayis, if the dead person eats in your house, I guess earlier, 2 blocks ago, we said you'll never think of something unrealistic. I guess a dead person eating is more realistic than an elephant going through the eye of a needle. I don't know. Okay, so if he's eating in a house, simin yafal abayis, then it's a good thing. Not kalim in abayis simin ral abayis. But if he's taking things out of a house, that's not a good thing. He's symbolizing that he's going to take people with him. So tegem a papa limits it. No, only b'masan of a sandala. If he's taking shoes or sandals out of a house, that's not a good thing. Why? Because the rule is kol d'shakol shichva mali. Anything that a dead person takes, mali is good. Bar mi masan of a sandala. Except if they take shoes, because that's a symbol that people are going to follow him to where he is. Called the Yav Shechva Mali, anything that a dead person, a dead body, brings into a house is good. Bar mi afra v'chardel, except for dirt and chardel and mustard seed, because that's also connected to the ground, saying that people are going to join him. Okay. Hadron Aloch dreams. Next. Two dots. Magam Shadakram Yemen Avodis Galilim. So we're back to what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you pass by a place that Avodah Zarah, Mishnah back on Nun Hey, where was it? Nun Dalet. Nun Dalet Alf. Right, if you see a place that Avodah Zarah was uprooted from, then you say a special bracha. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Haro Markolos. If you see Markolos, which is one of the Avodah Zarah, Tosfos here says, Baruch Hashem, we can do Tosfos again. Maybe it's not Dafka Markolos, but maybe all Avodah Zarah. But if you see them, Omer, you say the following. Baruch Shanosan Erech Havayim Lo Vevresono. If you see the Avodah Zarah and it's not destroyed yet, then you still make a bracha. Baruch, that look how patient Hashem is. Look how patient, he's not killing these people yet. Everything's b'chayav a bracha. Malkom shenek, rabbi yad avodas galilam. But if the avodah zarah was already uprooted, omer baruch she'akar akram akum me'artzenu. That blessed Hashem who uprooted the akum, the avodah zarah, from our land. This is obviously in Eretz Yisrael. Ukshem shenek, rabbi malkom zeh, kein te'akar mikol ha'makomos Yisrael. Right, by many tefillos, we say, just like he did it to this, maybe may he uproot all avodah zarah all over. V'hashiv lev ovdeyam la'avdecha, and bring back the heart of your servants, those Jews who are off the path, bring him back to service you. Ubechutz la'aretz, but outside of Israel, ain't zarach lomer v'hashiv lev ovdeyam la'avdecha, m'nei sherubav ovdei kachavim. Outside of Israel, where there are so many ovdei avodah zarah, so then we don't add that extra tefillah. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, no. Af chutz la'aretz lomer klo markei. No, he says yes. Even a chutz la'aretz, why? Because Hasidim lizgayir shemar az ahapoch el amim safa brura. Because in the future, everybody's going to recognize Hashem. So therefore, even the chutz la'aretz is appropriate to daven that this comes true. Darash Rav Hamnuna, haroa bavel harisha. Tzorach lavarach hamish brachos. If you see bavel, the wicked bavel in a dream, there are five things in bavel that are machayiv you to say a bracha. Ra bavel omer barach shehecheriv bavel harisha. If you just see the whole Babylonia, bavel, so then you say, blessed is he who destroyed Bavel. So again, Bisman Azeh, we don't know exactly where Bavel was, somewhere in Iraq. So all these brachas we probably would not say with Shem and Malchus, because just to be safe. Rav Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar, Omer Baruch Shehechar Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar, Arasha, who destroyed Nebuchadnezzar's house. Rav Guf Shal Arayos, Okif Shana Eish. If you see the lion's den, or the fiery furnace, where Nisim were done, excuse me, to Chananim Shal Vazariah and Avram, Omer Baruch Shehasa Nisim Avoseinu Bamakom Azeh. Right, blessed is, like we saw in the Mishnah, that did nisim to our forefathers. Ram Markolos Omer Baruch Shanasan Erechabayim Lo Vevresono. Ram Makom Shenotim Menu Afar. If you see the place where they take dirt, so what does this mean? Rashi says that there's a place where they take dirt from and nothing could grow there, and it's a simon of Shmad, or maybe they just take dirt to build stuff with. Rashi says two pshatim. Omer, if you see that place, you say Baruch Omer Ba'oser Gozer Mekayim, that Hashem destroyed this place and he made sure that it was never rebuilt. Rava Kiavichazi Chami Deshakli Afra, when Rava saw the donkeys that used to take dirt from this place, Tarif Lahu Yad Al Gabayu, he gave them a good slap on the back. Va'omer Rehutu Tzadiki Lemevin Reusa Demarayachu. Go Tzadikim, go righteous ones to do the Ratzon of your masters. Right, just a story about the dirt from this place. Marbara Ravina Kiavimati LeBavel, when Marbara Ravina came to Bavel, Havishakal Afra Besudre Beshadi Labra, he picked up dirt in his handkerchief and then he threw it away. Like the Nevuah says that bubble is going to be swept away, so too he takes dirt and sweeps it away. Amar Ravashi, Ana, Hod Rafuna Lo Shamuli. That line that Rafuna said that if you go to Bavel you have to make five rachas, I never heard that, but Elo Midatoi Barachtin Lo Kulu. But I, on my own, I thought it was logical to make these five rachas, so that's what I used to do. Today's shir was the Rafu Shlema, Shmuel Tzvi Ben Basha. Okay, Hashem, tomorrow 6:10. Josh, you heard? Okay, I go in Moi. Bye bye.